Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
An Erio's original.
And welcome to Web Crawlers, the podcast where we do a deep dive into some of our favorite unsolved mysteries. Each week, we will introduce our topic, lay out our research and findings, reveal some conspiracy theories, and conclude with our own hypothesis. Who knows, we might even solve the case, because we have almost every week so far. I'm Allie Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Stetton.
Web Crawlers also now has a Patreon. Every dollar will help us continue to create high-quality, well-researched shows with exciting guests for our listeners. Our patrons will receive rewards, bonus episodes, videos, shout-outs, and merchandise discounts. We love doing the show so much and would love to accelerate it to the next level. To contribute, please go to patreon.com/webcrawlers.
And we have some Patreon shout-outs. We got some new customers. We have Amber C., Mary Ellen B., Andy W., Aaron with an E., Will J., Catherine with a K., Willie P., Daniel T.
That
and Jess
far
T.
away from my mouth.
No, I'm turning it.
Look,
we're having problems with my mic because my voice is too loud. Maria told me, Erio sat me down and said, "You're too nasally and Jewish," and you need to have the mic way far away from your mouth.
No, that's good. I mean, you can. I just wanted it pointed more toward you.
So, is this good now?
I think so. But you know what? I'll tell you what. Last week. Just this producer, Maria. Hey, guys.
Hi, Maria.
Last week, it was just it was a thrilling week because Melissa and I were both on the edge of our seats wondering why it sounded
and Molly.
Like. And Molly. Why? Well, Molly couldn't hear it.
Molly was like, it sounds great. And I'm like, it sounds like you're in a phone. And Maria's like, it sounds like you're talking through a phone.
I actually haven't listened to the episode yet.
Hi, this is Molly, editor Molly. Look, in my defense, I have terrible hearing, okay? I've had ear surgery twice.
Well, it sounds like you're in like Barbados, like calling in from the pool and being like, let's do it.
It's not that. And like I had Martin listen. He's like, oh, I didn't really notice. He's like, but compared to my voice, he's like, oh, it sounds slightly different. If you're listening for it, you can hear it.
So we just have to now find a way because it looked like on the computer that me and you were at the same level, but I was coming across clear and you were coming across like
nasally.
You were in outer space. And so we're just trying to figure this out.
Okay. Well, cool. I don't feel really self-conscious now.
and like I'm going to monitor the sound of my voice the whole
But then when episode. You do get excited, you know, just lean back.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing they said to me before. Look, they
it
said get,
it turns red, Allie. Like I'm looking like at it.
It starts beeping and it's like turned down.
Every time I laugh on the podcast or get excited, the computer gives off a warning sign that it's going to self-destruct.
Yeah.
Great. Well,
anyway,
time for me to do my NPR voice. Now for our weird thing of the week. We don't have one this week, but please send us in your paranormal stories. Shoot us an email at webcrawlerspod@gmail.com, and we will read it out loud on the podcast. I can't. Sorry.
No, you don't have to do it like that.
Great.
That's a nice voice.
Yeah,
thank you.
That was nice. I wish she co-hosted.
Ooh, oh, shit. Wow. Oh, man. Okay, yeah. So we're going to do paranormal stories. All of October is going to be Ghost-tober.
Ghost-tober.
Ghost-tober. So,
oh, that's clever and funny.
Thank you. Oh, now they're trying to get me back on their side before I quit. We will read all your ghost stories out loud on the podcast. You guys have sent some in so far, and they've been super amazing.
They're
really
all
scary.
So good.
Yeah, they're so amazing. You can record it on what app can you download?
Any like voice memo, voice recorder app.
Yeah.
Pretty much any.
The voice memo app we have found is the best quality usually. But you have your pick.
You do you. Record a ghost story, email it to us at webcrawlerspod@gmail.com. Or some of you have said you don't want to hear your voice on the podcast, which frankly now I understand. So if you want to do that, if you don't want to get brutally roasted by Maria.
I'm just trying to help you guys out.
Then you can also email us your ghost story and we will read it on the podcast for you for Ghost-tober.
It should be 1 to 3 minutes.
1 to 3 minutes, please. And now for our topic of today, something so crazy and so exciting.
I'm obsessed with it.
I am obsessed with it, too. Jack Parsons and Devil's Gate Dam. Today, we are going to be investigating Devil's Gate Dam in Pasadena, an area of East Los Angeles. There have been many cases of missing children, satanic events, and rock formations that look like the devil. Could this be a portal to hell? Also, someone who is connected to the Devil's Gate Dam is Jack Parsons, the founder of JPL, NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab, and also an occultist who performed experiments near the Devil's Gate Dam. Did he use sex magic and make a deal with the devil to get us into space?
Let's find out.
Sinister lurks just beneath the surface of the Arroyo Seco River Basin in Pasadena, California.
Strange things happen in this area. People being mysteriously murdered, people's bodies being found, people disappearing.
Many believe it's a portal to hell, blown open by a mad scientist with ties to the occult.
Did Jack Parsons create a portal to another dimension?
The FBI began to hear rumors of strange shenanigans going on in Jack's commune.
The world changed in dramatic ways after he did what he did.
So, at first our intention was to do an episode on Devil's Gate Dam in Pasadena, but the more we researched it, the more we got totally enthralled by Jack Parsons. So, let's start here, but then let's see where we go. So, in 1914, there was a flood in Pasadena, and the narrowest part of the Arroyo Seco River was made into a dam to control the flooding. The nicknames Devil's Gate came from a huge demonic rock formation next to the gate. It basically looks like a devil with horns. In the 1940s, a group of occultists became interested in the area and attempted rituals intended to open a portal to hell. That group included Jack Parsons and science fiction author slash cult leader L. Ron Hubbard. They initially were interested in this location because they would do their experiments with rockets there. Jack Parsons and his Suicide Squad, who we'll talk about a little later, were a group of scientists and rocket engineers who would do dangerous and explosive experiments in the open area there. Eventually, though, it became the site for occult rituals, which potentially summoned the demon whore of Babylon and opened a gate to hell. Normal stuff. Their goal was to bring forth a moon child, which they hoped would be an antichrist figure that would lead to a Thelemic revolution. If this is one of the seven portals to hell, where are the other ones located? I see Allie put the parking lot at Trader Joe's. That's a really good one. I would say my first studio apartment when I moved to LA.
Oh, God, really?
I lived in a living room.
Stop it.
It was awful.
Did other people live, like, was it, someone
it was
in the
a one-bedroom apartment. I lived in the living room. It was divided by a curtain. It was $300 a month.
And someone lived in the bedroom?
Yeah, it was this Korean guy who was a DJ.
I think that's a plot of Vanderpump Rules.
Is it really?
Did it? I think that DJ Jamie or whatever, James, lived in someone's couch in the living room and like an older man lived in the bedroom.
Oh, that's basically what was going on. I didn't live in LA. I moved here and I was like, oh, $300 a month. Great. And it was like Hollywood and Cahuenga.
Oh my God, woof, Melissa. That's scary.
Anyway, that's a portal to hell.
Yeah. Maria, what's your version of hell?
Right here, baby.
Oh, boy.
Just kidding. The 405 at 5 p.m.
Ooh, that's a good one. Anyway, so all of this led us to Jack Parsons, who is actually what we're going to mainly focus on today.
Jack Parsons was also known as the rocket scientist of Satan. Born October 2nd, 1914, as Marvel Whitesed Parsons. I didn't know that. Melissa looked that up.
Yeah, it's on the Wikipedia page.
Crazy. He was nicknamed Jack because his dad's name was also Marvel. He grew up in Pasadena on Orange Grove, which was nicknamed Millionaire's Mile because it was full of rich people. He was really smart, but didn't do well in school because he was obsessed with building rockets and going to the moon. In the 20s and 30s, everyone said going to space was impossible. Even scientists and mathematicians were like, there's no way that's ever going to happen, dude. In high school, he would conduct experiments in his backyard and blow all sorts of shit up. He even got expelled for blowing up a school toilet. When he was 21, he married Helen Northup. Also, I saw a documentary where it said he was into the occult ever since he was a child, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
And I watched a documentary where allegedly he summoned his first demon when he was a child.
Yeah.
And that was the first time he became interested in the occult.
Yeah. Jack would attend public lectures at universities, and he eventually met a guy named Frank Molina. They got a bunch of Caltech grad students together and were able to conduct experiments in their lab. But they needed more space, so that's when they moved to Devil's Gate area. Their first liquid fuel motor test at Devil's Gate took place on Halloween in 1936. Ooh. People called this group the Suicide Squad because of all the crazy experiments and explosions that almost killed them. They ended up inventing a jet-fueled rocket, and the government hired them to create the JPL, Jet Propulsion Laboratory, which became the basis for NASA. But Jack also started getting into some really dark shit. He read famous occultist Aleister Crowley's book of short stories called Conks on Pax, which got him interested in attending occult meetings for the Ordo Templi Orientis, or OTO, where they practice Aleister's religion of Thelema. It was basically a bunch of people trying to summon a demon, as they do.
So who is Aleister Crowley? He was an occultist and author known as the Beast 666. That is what his mom nicknamed him
as
a child.
His mom called him that?
Yeah, from the Book of Revelations. Due to his behavior as a child, his mom called him the B666, also known as the wickedest man in the world. Born Edward Alexander Crowley on October 12, 1875 in England. He believed that he summoned Satan as a child. He would kill, and this is horrible, killed cats as a kid. Because he wanted to prove that cats didn't have nine lives.
What the fuck?
So he would kill cats nine different ways, which is how his mother gave him the name B666.
Well, sure.
Yeah. And eventually this kind of animal torture became a basis of some of his occult rituals. He was an avid rock climber, which I thought was interesting considering later on the Devil's Gate Dam has a rock that looks like the devil.
Oh, maybe it's the reincarnation of...
Maybe he's reincarnated as this rock. I don't know. He was interested in Egyptian philosophy, which kind of became the basis for his satanic, weird sex cult religion. He never met Jack Parsons in person, but they were pen pals because that's how Jack Parsons was part of his religion, Thelema, which he eventually invented. He was addicted to heroin and other drugs. He was bisexual, and also several of the women that Alexander Crowley dated ended up being in mental institutions.
Because of their relationship with him?
Yeah, because of their relationship with him.
Oh my God, what did he do?
I know. Bad guy. He, however, though, gained popularity. He is on the cover of, you know, the Beatles, Sgt. Pepper, Lonely Hearts Club?
With all those people.
With all the people. He's on it. He's one of the people on it. And then also Crowley's model, motto of Thelema, the religion that he ultimately created.
Do what thou wilt.
Yeah, do what thou will is his motto. And that is inscribed on the inside of Led Zeppelin's third album.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are they Thelemites?
They might be Thelemites. Thelemites. I don't know. So, I mean, he didn't. I always thought that he created Satanism. He did not.
No.
So he created Thelema, which I think is like Satanism adjacent.
Yeah, it's like similar.
Similar. And then from Wikipedia, some biographers allege that he was recruited into the British intelligence agency, and that he was potentially a spy his entire life.
Oh, that makes sense.
Which would potentially come across later. So anyways, I think maybe we could do a mini episode on,
because
he's an interesting guy.
Okay, so what's Thelema? It's a religion with the sole rule of do what thou wilt. It loosely translates in English as to will, wish, want, or purpose. It's based on a spiritual experience Aleister Crowley and his wife Rose had in Egypt in 1904. He said a non-human entity, which he called A-I-W-A-S-S, Iwas, Iwas, contacted him and his wife Rose and dictated the text, the Book of Law, to him, which basically became the basis for Thelema. In depictions, this non-human entity looks a lot like how we perceive aliens to appear. Did he have contact with interdimensional beings or aliens? Was he maybe abducted?
Well, like he said that this creature came to him and explained the laws of the universe to him, and then he did a sketch of it, and it looks just like what we think the large grays or whatever.
So his wife, Rose Crowley, while visiting the Egyptian Museum, she was drawn to case 666 in the museum, pointed to it and said, this is the entity we saw. And it was a figure of the Egyptian god Horus, god of the sky, which is interesting. Allie wrote in this Google Doc, sky, flight, rockets, Jack Parsons, NASA, ? It's it makes sense. It's a good trade of thought.
Because they were on their honeymoon, I guess, in Egypt.
Oh.
And Crowley was trying to impress his wife, Rose, with different magic spells.
Oh.
And so he did this weird magic incantation. And allegedly, Rose started acting weird and saying, I know the spirit that we need to follow. And then they went to the Egyptian Museum and Crowley was like, show me the spirit. And then she immediately was drawn to case 666. And that's where the Egyptian god Horus was. And if that's the god of the sky, I just think that's weird because sky, flight, rockets.
Sure.
And then Jack Parson is friends with Aleister Crowley. Jack Parson is doing
NASA stuff,
flights, rockets. They're into a cult summoning demons and spirits and all that kind of weird stuff. And then she's attracted to the god of the sky. I don't know.
Yeah, it was Jack Parsons was naturally drawn towards Aleister Crowley.
Yeah, because he's doing weird stuff with the god of the sky.
Yep.
It seems like a natural progression to me. People who believe in Thelemites practice sex magic, which was the belief that they could use the intense feeling you get while having sex to perform a magic spell. And I know a sex magic witch who we will interview for our Patreon subscribers.
Sex magic witch.
Yeah. So
does that mean it's orgasms, right? Or is it just while you're having sex, you can conjure up like a magic spell? That's basically what that means.
We'll have to ask her because I know. Yeah. Because I watched another thing this morning where it said you don't orgasm.
Oh.
And that kind of pent up energy you use to conjure something up. But then other stuff, I thought that like when you do orgasm, that's when this spell comes to fruition.
Right.
So I don't exactly know.
We'll have to try it out.
Yep. We can get Barney the dinosaur's
tantric sex guy
to do sex magic with us.
Oh, no.
I wonder if you could hire him to do sex magic.
I mean, yes.
This is producer Maria. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Is sex magic considered an occult type of activity?
I believe so.
Yes. What else would it be?
Well, I'm just interested because there is that Justin Timberlake song.
Oh, sex magic.
Love, sex magic.
Well,
oh, is Justin Timberlake into
in the Illuminati?
I don't know. I threw it at you guys,
and you were waiting for us to get there ourselves.
I'm gonna fly away now.
Wow, that's something to think about.
That's crazy. Well, that's also something that I'm alleging is that everyone's in the Illuminati and
they all are.
Sold their souls to the devil for wealth and power.
Well, it was actually a Sierra song that he was featured on. So I would put
Sierra's.
But also, are there commas in the title?
There's no commas.
Holy shit. This is a lawless, grammatically incorrect land. I'm reading right now about sex magic.
What's that Red Hot Chili Peppers song?
Californication?
No, isn't it?
Under the Bridge?
Sex. Black Sugar Sex Magic. It's the Red Hot Chili Peppers album.
I wonder how many songs involve sex magic.
And it was spelled, magic was spelled with a K.
Yeah, that's
how
they spell it.
Yeah. Maybe there's some hidden messages if we play the album backwards.
I wonder if they have the Thelema.
Well, Under the Bridge is on that album. Maybe he's talking about Devil's Gate.
Maybe he's talking about Devil's Gate.
Damn bridge. Is there a bridge over there?
Wait, what were we just going to look at? How many famous songs about sex magic or that reference sex magic?
I just looked up Red Hot Chili Peppers occult, and there's tons of web pages saying, are Red Hot Chili Peppers Satan worshipers?
Yes, they probably are. Oh my God. Yeah, there's so many.
Wow. Add this, Katy Perry's E.T. and Lady Gaga's Venus all reference having sex with aliens, angels, gods, and goddesses. Lady Gaga's Venus, sexual black magic. I'm on truefreethinker.com. So,
is that your own blog?
Yeah, this is my GeoCities website that I'm going to revamp.
Former Beyonce bandmate accuses singer of dark sex magic.
Click on that. What is it?
It's on mysteriousuniverse.org.
Sounds correct to me.
One of her former bandmates has accused the superstar of engaging in extreme witchcraft and has now filed for a civil harassment restraining order.
Kimberly, imagine getting a restraining order on Beyonce. Like, girl, Beyonce is not trying to get after you.
Her name is Kimberly Thompson. She was Beyonce's drummer for 7 years. Says the singer used dark magic to surveil the musician and control her finances.
What? I love that for
her. Was she making her, like, buy clothes?
I love that level of delusion where you're like,
Beyonce
stealing money from me. Like,
well, how else did she get her millions?
That's true. Beyonce stealing my minimum wage paycheck from me.
She said she was also spying on her phones and electronic communications.
Oh my God.
Says Beyonce murdered her kitten.
What?
Who is this woman?
Oh my God. How British sex cult leader, followed by Kanye and Peaches, made fans drink semen and cat's blood and wanted them to die during orgasm. Satanist Aleister Crowley scandalized society with his teachings on depraved sex, drug, and his dark rituals that killed followers. The infamous Satanist has been dead for 70 years, but his evil legacy lives on in his thousands of followers who have included major celebrities like Peaches Geldof and Kanye West. Rapper Jay-Z was also spotted a few years ago wearing a t-shirt featuring Crowley's motto, "Do what thou will."
What?
And Kanye West has worn jewelry of the Egyptian god Horus and pyramids. Okay. Controversial rocker Marilyn Manson, who has also faced accusations of black magic throughout his career, has even referred to Crowley as one of his favorite authors.
Oh my God, Jay-Z is wearing a sweatshirt that says, "Do what thou wilt."
Guys,
what is happening?
Do you guys think that, you know how like in the 70s, like Ozzy Osbourne and you know, like when you were a rock and roll star, it was like, it was like part of your persona to be a devil worshiper. Do you think that they're taking from that just for show? Or do you think that there's some truth to this that gets covered up because it's like, oh no, they're just performers?
Well, at first, my first inclination would be like, oh, it's like Hot Topic made a shirt and now we're all wearing it because it's a trend. But later, we'll get to how Epstein and Ghislaine are somehow connected to this.
Yep.
And that makes me think that this is actually a weird Illuminati, satanic cult thing.
That's crazy that Jay-Z's wearing that. Okay, let's get back to
Jack. Okay,
sorry,
we'll get back on track. Okay.
Okay, so Jack Parsons. So when he got hired for NASA, he was making a lot of money, and he bought a mansion in Pasadena at 1003 South Orange Grove for $9,500.
That's so nuts.
That's so crazy, which he called the Parsonage. He converted it to a group house, and the residents included other pagans, artists, scientists, photographers, and writers. Jack had a ton of OTO sex magic orgies at this house. He started hooking up with his wife's Helen's sister, Sarah, who was super into the occult stuff. Helen was not into it, and she noped the fuck out of there. But then Helen ended up hooking up with a former OTO leader, Wilfred Smith, and then they all moved back into the parsonage. It was a big, happy occultist family. Everyone paid $100 a month, and they slaughtered their own livestock for food and blood rituals.
So bizarre. This is the guy who, like, created NASA. The FBI had received intel of a black magic cult involved in sex orgies occurring at the parsonage. One complaint was a 16-year-old boy who said that he was raped by lodge members. Neighbors reported a ritual involving a naked pregnant woman jumping through fire. Parsons explained that his house was simply an organization dedicated to religious and philosophical speculation. The FBI concluded that there was no illegal activity and the parsonage was not a threat to national security.
There's some weird shit going on. Okay, so then one day, a guy by the name of L. Ron Hubbard showed up to Jack's house. And Jack was super excited because he's really into his sci-fi books about going to space and the moon. And he invited L. Ron to join this occult group, OTO, and then they became bros. And then Jack and L. Ron and other pals then would just try to summon the demon Babylon.
What exactly was this thing they tried to summon? It's called the demon Babylon from the Book of Revelation. Since Babylon was a sensual entity, raising her required Parsons to masturbate repeatedly, releasing his seed into magical tablets, while Hubbard chanted rituals and took notes looking for signs and visions. Often Parsons' own notes of these rituals make mention of invoking with a wand.
So basically Jack Parsons was just jerking off while Hubbard was like
watching and taking notes.
So gross.
I got a summary. I was going to read the whole Bible verse for the Whore of Babylon in the Book of Revelations, but instead I just got a few notes from it. This is from the Lalang Institute. One is, she is also said to be sitting on many waters, i.e. people, nations, and languages. She wears purple and scarlet clothes and is adorned with gold, jewels, and pearls. So one, she's affiliated with a lot of people, nations, languages. She is well-dressed and wealthy. She holds a gold cup of her abominations and impurities. She is a great city that has dominion over the kings of the earth. So she's affiliated with important people and high profile people. She has written on her forehead, Babylon the Great, mother of prostitutes and of earth's abominations. So mother of prostitutes. Mm-hmm. Merchants of the world have grown rich selling things to her. And she traffics in human slavery.
What?
So this is what they're trying to summon. So that's a lot to unpack.
Woman.
Yeah, this is the woman they're trying to summon. So I'm like, what could this all mean? Why are they trying to resurrect this demon or this particular person? This will come later. I'll say this later. Okay, I was going to say it early, but I'll say it later. Who I think the Whore of Babylon is.
Yeah, I think a mother of prostitutes.
Mother of
human
prostitutes.
Human trafficking.
And human trafficking.
Oh, yeah, Maria.
Yeah, Maria. Okay, continue. Oh, boy.
Okay, so L. Ron Hubbard started hooking up with Sarah, who was Jack's girlfriend, but then a redheaded woman named Marjorie Cameron showed up.
Jack and Elrond were convinced that she was this Babylon woman. So Jack thought she was the Scarlet Woman who would give birth to the Moon Child, who would become the Thelemic Messiah. She and Marjorie and Jack were so attracted to each other that they would have sex for 2 weeks straight. And then they would also have sex while Elrond chanted. Cameron became pregnant, but she got an abortion. So there's no Thelemic Messiah. So then eventually Jack co-founded a company with Elrond and Sarah called Allied Enterprises. Elrond talked Jack into investing his life savings of $20,000. Elrond said he and Sarah would travel to Miami to purchase 3 yachts, which they would then sail through the Panama Canal to the West Coast, where they could sell them for a profit. But Elrond had secretly requested permission from the U.S. Navy to sail to China in South and Central America, because his real plan was to go on a world cruise with Sarah.
When Elrond and Sarah left with the money, Jack got suspicious and called Elrond, but he convinced him everything would be fine. But then Aleister Crowley wrote a telegram calling Jack a weak fool for falling victim to Elrond's scheme, which made Jack change his mind. He flew to Miami to track them down and literally saw them leaving the port, but the yacht hit a squall and were forced to return to port. Jack took them to court to dissolve their business and was going to sue for his money back. But Sarah was like, I wouldn't do that because I can report you for statutory rape because I was 17 when we hooked up.
So the Sunday Times published an article about Elrond's involvement with Jack and his occult activities. In response, the Church of Scientology released a statement which said that Hubbard had been sent as an undercover agent by the U.S. Navy to intercept and destroy Jack Parsons' black magic cult and save Sarah from its influence. Elrond was extremely abusive and threatened Sarah that he'd kill himself if she didn't marry him. But then a few years later, Elrond wrote Jack a letter offering Sarah back to him. That's crazy. Yeah.
Jack Parsons was also accused of being a spy. In 1950, Jack was working at the Hughes Aircraft Company designing a chemical plant and was offered a job with the Israeli rocket program. So he asked the secretary to type up a portfolio of technical documents to take with him. The secretary snitched to the FBI because she thought he was stealing classified documents. The government accused him of spying for the Israeli government. He was never charged with espionage, but this was enough to blacklist him from ever becoming an aerospace scientist again. Marjorie left him, and he ended up working as a car mechanic and gas station attendant. He was always an alcoholic, but also started using cocaine, amphetamines, peyote, mescaline, and opiates. He got his friend's wife pregnant, and basically everyone was over his bullshit at this point.
So, in 1952, he reconciled with Marjorie. They traveled to Mexico for a few months, both for a vacation and for Jack to establish an explosives factory for the Mexican government. He was hoping that this would lead to a move to Israel where they could start a family and where Jack could bypass the U.S. government to start working in rocketry again. But on June 17th, 1952, a day before their Mexico trip, Jack was hired to create explosives for a film set. He started to work on it in his home lab, but then an explosion occurred. Half of his face was blown off, his right forearm was amputated, and his legs were broken. He was still conscious when the ambulance arrived, but 37 minutes later, he was pronounced dead. He had apparently been mixing fulminate of mercury in a coffee can when he dropped it on the floor, causing the initial explosion, which worsened when it came into contact with other chemicals in the room. When his mother, Ruth, found out, she immediately OD'd on barbiturates, and Marjorie learned.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promote for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Of her husband's death from reporters at the scene when she returned home from grocery shopping. He was only 37.
His death remains shrouded in mystery. Was he killed accidentally in his lab when he dropped the tin can that he was doing experiments with? Did he commit suicide, or was he murdered? There are cases that can be made for each theory. Or was he making heroin in his lab and then it exploded? Because changing morphine into heroin can be very flammable, and it involves the same components as rocket fuel, which obviously on tap. Or was he killed by that cop he testified against? Jack was an expert explosive witness in the trial of Captain Earl Kennett, the head of police intelligence in Los Angeles, who was accused of conspiring to set a car bomb in the attempted murder of private investigator Harry Raymond. Kennett was convicted largely on Parsons' testimony, which included his forensic reconstruction of the car bomb and its explosion. So maybe there's a theory that the Captain Earl Kennett came back and set an explosion.
That's possible.
And killed Parsons.
But also he was a genius chemist, and he died by making like a careless mistake.
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense.
Seems weird.
Yeah. Or was he killed by the government because they thought he was selling rocket plans to the Israelis?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense too.
Yeah. Or did he commit suicide because he had some sort of deal with the devil and he thought he would just like go to hell?
That's possible.
Or maybe he faked his own death and he's still alive somewhere.
Oh, well, his face was blown off. He'd have to get like a body double.
Yeah, but could they really, if your face is blown off, could they tell who you really are?
That's true.
Maybe it was someone else.
A neighbor.
Yeah, it could have been anyone.
Could be anyone. He could be alive still.
Yeah. Notable quotes about Jack. Without Parsons, there would be no man on the moon. There would be no space shuttle. The world changed in dramatic ways after he did what he did. That's
true.
George Pendel.
Yeah, we wouldn't be in space. You know, there's also a crater named after him on the moon.
That's crazy.
But it's on the dark side of the moon.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool. Wait, isn't there a thing called Dark Side of the Moon?
Yeah, there's a Dark Side of the Moon.
No, isn't there a
Pink Floyd album? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if Pink Floyd
is in the occult.
Yeah.
Who is it? Roger.
Pink Floyd occult.
Roger Waters.
Is Pink Floyd's music occult free or not?
Pink Floyd is demonic. This is from JesusIsSavior.com.
Oh, boy. Do you want to hear a really long-winded stretch? Do you want to hear someone really stretching to say that the Pink Floyd is part of the Illuminati?
Let's hear it.
Okay. This is by a gentleman named Lou Lint on the website or the forum Quora. So Pink Floyd's name was initially the T set. We can see that it's a perfect anagram for aesthetic, which means a person who is appreciative of and sensitive to art and beauty. Quite a nice hidden meaning for a band, don't you think? If we were to also work out the word value of the T set, we will see that it is 102. If we times that by 7, we get 714.
When numbers get involved, you lose me.
Yeah. Then if we add that to 7 times 7, 49, we get 763. Then add 7 plus 7, what do we get? 777. That's right. The most heavenly number possible. Stay with me here. We'll get to this satanic devil worshiping stuff soon. The spiritual meaning of 777 is release your fears, let go of control, find your inner strength. This was not something the Illuminati wanted to be promoting. You can't just be having popular bands running around with names like this and getting away with it. I would imagine the Illuminati board meeting went something like this, because they have board meetings. Lizard number one. We have a new band that we would like to start promoting Satanism through, but their name has too many heavenly properties. Lizard number two. Well, what are you waiting for? Change the name to something evil. So they changed the name to Pink Floyd. Why? Well, what is the color of Satan? Red. What color are tea sets? White. Put these two colors together.
What?
Pink. What about the word Floyd? Well, in the 1950s, there was a song released by Jesse Floyd called Satan's Wife.
Oh, I'm convinced now.
So are you guys woke enough yet? Pink Floyd.
Well, my eyes have been open.
Satanic band. I honestly don't even remember how I just got there.
It's through like a Yahoo Answers link.
But why were we even talking about why Pink Floyd?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Anyways. Okay, anyways. Yeah, so the world changed after Jack Parsons. Okay, so back to Ghislaine, because why were we talking about her in the first place? Ghislaine. Who I found out her name is pronounced Ghislaine.
It's Ghislaine?
Yeah,
it's Ghislaine. Ghislaine.
It's not Ghislaine.
Okay.
This is also connected to Ghislaine, and it all goes back to Epstein also. Ghislaine Maxwell's older sister, Christine, is married to Roger Molina. Roger Molina's dad is Frank Molina. Frank Molina started the Aerojet Corporation, which sent the first sounding rocket to reach space. And, of course, Frank Molina was tight with Jack Parsons.
He was part of the Suicide Squad.
He was part of the Suicide Squad. And Frank Molina occasionally frequent Parsons' occult group, the Ordo Templi Orientis.
Mm-hmm.
So, essentially, Ghislaine Maxwell's older sister Christine's father-in-law is friends with Jack Parsons.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so then Christine also helped create in the 1990s the search engine, which is used by the FBI for their own internal database.
Also
crazy.
Christine has a twin.
Christine has a twin.
A twin.
And the twin is fucked up.
She is?
Yes, I just found this. Okay, so Christine's twins, Isabel's husband, so Christine's twin is named Isabel. So Ghislaine has a sister named Isabel also. Yeah. And according to this article in The Cut, Isabel's first married the son of Carl Girasi, a scientist who invented the birth control pill.
Whoa.
Weird. So, I mean, if all these guys are just having weird fucking sex cult stuff, probably the birth control pill would be advantageous so people don't get pregnant.
True.
Her third husband, Al Seckel, was a con man, an optical illusionist who befriended scientists and academics despite not having a degree in those fields. Himself. Sound familiar?
That sounds very familiar.
Like Jack Parsons.
Yep.
Who did not have a degree, did not finish school, and was still pursuing all these interests. He co-founded a group called the Southern California Skeptics that investigated science's relationship to the paranormal.
Whoa.
So Ghislaine's family had this whole relationship between the paranormal and science, also just like Jack Parsons, like Aleister Crowley, just like the devil. Okay, that's from The Cut. And then also in an article for the Daily Beast, this is banana town.
Oh, this is crazy.
For Ghislaine, presumably, outer space is not an option. This is quoted. But in point of fact, she does know how to operate a lot of exotic machinery.
That what?
In addition to speaking four languages,
which,
if you recall, the Whore of Babylon was well-versed in several languages.
What?
And holding a degree from Oxford, she's trained as a private helicopter pilot, a submersive pilot, which means a submersible pilot, which means homegirl can
drive a submarine.
Drive a submarine.
Or one of those duck boats.
Yeah, she can do a duck boat or the swan boats at Echo Park Lake. And she's qualified to operate undersea robots.
What's an undersea robot? Is that the thing that looks like the Titanic or something?
Yeah, I feel like it's like the Mars rover, but underground.
How does she know how to operate?
I don't know.
And why?
And why?
Why do you need to know how to operate undersea robots?
Yeah, why?
Hiding bodies.
Yes. Much was made of the latter qualifications when she was fundraising for her now defunct Terra Mar Oceanic Environmental Project, which shuttered after Epstein's arrest last month. Okay, so she speaks all these languages. She knows how to like pilot all these different things. She can command robots. Also, recently they went into Ghislaine's house and
oh, she has a little satanic masks.
She collects satanic masks.
But I was going back to the demon Babylon.
Yeah.
The number three thing you said on her, she's also said to be sitting on many waters. What?
Oh, fuck. Crazy. And also in Ghislaine's house, they found all these satanic masks and they found this weird triangle shaped mark on the masks. Because someone on Reddit like looked up the mark and it's also like some weird pedophilia mark.
Oh, that mark. I know what you're talking about. Not that I know what that is. Yeah, but I've seen it.
I have that tattooed on me.
You mean my tattoo?
No, it's like some weird pedophilia symbol. Yeah. And obviously in terms of the Whore of Babylon, she's human trafficking.
That is odd.
Yeah. So it's just strange to me that they tried. Her family is involved with Jack Parsons' people.
Yeah.
There's a connection there. And if Jack Parsons obviously has this connection with Aleister Crowley, so they are linked, if you like 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon them. And they were trying to summon the Whore of Babylon.
It's 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. Is it? Seven sounded right.
Seven did sound good.
It's a heavenly number.
Seven. Yeah, I think I was just stuck on that heaven. I'm trying to guard us from six,
did we
Diablo.
Do this? Have you ever 6 degrees Kevin Bacon yourself?
No. Is there a website you can do
yeah.
that? What is it?
6 degrees Kevin Bacon. You can type in your name.
Try Ghislaine.
Oh, God.
What is it?
It's called the Oracle of Bacon.
Ghislaine Maxwell.
Oh, God. I'm putting in Jeffrey Epstein.
The Oracle cannot find Ghislaine Maxwell.
Neither can it. No Jeffrey Epstein. What about?
Oh, my God. I'm 2 degrees.
What?
Yeah. Maria Blasucci was in Mascots, the movie, with Bob Balaban, who was in End of the Line with Kevin Bacon.
Wow. Wait, am I?
I'm not
I?
In it. You have to be famous to be
on
this.
Bacon number's 3.
Oh.
Why aren't I on this?
I was in The Pistol Shrimps with Aubrey Plaza, who was in A Glimpse Inside the Mind of Charles Swan with Bill Murray, who was in Wild Things with Kevin Bacon.
I'm not important enough to be on the Oracle of Bacon.org.
Wow.
To your brother.
Smart. Okay,
2.
Let's see.
Jason Segel was in Knocked Up with Steve Carell, who was in Crazy Stupid Love with Kevin Bacon.
Shit.
Wow.
There
so
we
basically,
go.
So you're a 3.
Yeah, I'm a 3.
Yeah.
Because I've been to Thanksgiving with Jason Segel, who was in.
Allie Segel went to Thanksgiving dinner.
Check Aleister Crowley.
How do you
see? So you'd be like, Aleister Crowley was in 40-year-old Virgin.
Was in Tremors with.
But anyways, could Ghislaine be
the moon child?
Could she be the moon child? Yeah, because she's, because maybe, would it, she or Epstein be the moon child?
Maybe Ghislaine was the demon of Babylon, which she is.
Yeah.
And Epstein was like Jack Parsons, like trying to like create a moon child. So maybe Epstein and Ghislaine have created a moon child.
Yeah, like maybe they were filtering all these women to try to.
Oh, try to create the perfect moon child.
Or, okay, wait, maybe they were in their own. Okay. Clearly now they were in their own thelemic satanic cult.
Yes.
That's what Pedophile Island was,
they
I bet you.
They were just trying to do black sex magic.
They were doing black sex magic.
To cast magic spells.
To cast magic spells. And that's why they had all those like scientific stuff.
Yeah, the dentist chair.
The dentist chair. Well, I don't. Okay, we got off a little bit. We were on something and then we got off a little bit.
But let me tell you, you're talking about if they were trying to have a moon child of their own?
Yes.
I'm just going to read you the headline of this New York Times article.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Jeffrey Epstein hoped to seed human race with his DNA.
That's right. He did do that.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's why he's friends with so many scientists.
Yes. Yes. He confided to scientists and others about his scheme, according to four people familiar with his thinking, although there's no evidence it ever came to fruition. But it said he was, like, obsessed with it.
Yeah.
And that Rowan Farrow article that just came out in the New Yorker,
the MIT thing,
he gave tons of money. It's like this expose about how much money they took from Epstein.
He was giving money to all the scientists and researchers because he was trying to spread his seed.
There is a weird correlation between like NASA scientists, exploration, and the occult.
Did Elon Musk ever?
Yes.
Yes.
What?
There's allegedly. But there are pictures of him and Ghislaine.
Yeah, there's pictures of he and Ghislaine.
Oh, what?
Yes. Google Elon Musk.
What's now, this, let Kevin me just Bacon? Put this out there. Now, do you guys know about the website Reddit?
No, I've never heard of it.
All right. It's this website. Do you know who the creator of Reddit was?
Oh, isn't he married to...
False.
Serena Williams?
No.
Oh, no, that's the...
So this guy, Aaron Swartz, is the guy who created Reddit, right?
Okay.
He had all... Allegedly, he had, like, tons and... he was an MIT student, and he had basically the government... I watched this documentary on him, but I don't... You guys would have to do more research into it. But basically, he was able to, like, hack into the MIT's files or whatever, and he had a ton of shit... on MIT that the government got word of, and then they started that they were basically going to make an example out of him, and so they brought him to court, and they were going to like basically ruin his life, and he killed himself, quote unquote.
What?
Yeah, that was 2013 that happened, and people are like, that's so weird that he killed himself. But then the narrative is, it's like, well, he saw his life was ending because of how much pressure they were putting on it. And for everyone on the outside, it was like, wait a minute, this is just some hacker who like has files. Like, what could those files be? And now it's coming out that Jeffrey Epstein gave millions and millions of dollars to MIT.
Shit.
He probably had those files.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh yeah, Aaron Swartz.
Here's an article on The Observer. Elon Musk is the latest powerful person haunted by Epstein's death.
Uh-oh.
Haunted.
Oh, another haunted. Reddit founder is Alexis Ohanian, who's married to
Serena, so he's doing,
one of the Venus sisters.
Yeah. One of the Williams sisters.
Oh,
Venus is a planet.
That's what I was about.
Venus is a planet.
Oh God.
Oh, whatever we do, no one's allowed to become a flat earther.
And Aaron no. Swartz hanged himself. That's how he was found, just what? Like Jeffrey Epstein was found.
And then Parsons allegedly killed himself or died mysteriously.
Was he in jail or was he just like going to court? Where did he hang
He was
himself?
Going to court. He wasn't in. He wasn't.
He wasn't
in jail.
Arrested or anything yet.
But that's. I mean, these files that he had could definitely be something.
That was 2013. Those were the Epstein files.
Yeah.
Holy shit!
I had no idea that he died or that he existed.
There's a documentary on him.
I gotta
Craig
watch
and I
that.
Watch it. It's really interesting because you do think like, why would this guy and why would they pursue him so?
Vigorously.
Yeah.
And it's not, it's MIT. It's not,
yeah,
like government.
And it's just,
or is it?
Right.
Yeah. I truly think that there's some weird, now more than ever, I think that there's weird occult shit going on.
Well, if you look at his island, his buildings and stuff, I mean, yeah. All of that is just like, well, what is this? Like all the imagery and everything, and then you see the imagery in Ghislaine's house and everything, you do have to wonder, like, what's going on? Like, any normal person wouldn't have a temple built like that.
Well, the temple, that's where they were doing the sacrifices. Yeah. And the occult, the weird sex where they would jerk off on tablets.
Okay.
Oh,
okay,
that
okay.
sounds cool.
Look yeah. at... Google image.
Oh no.
Uh-oh.
No.
Little,
this is a trick.
Little St. James Island, which is Jeffrey Epstein's yeah. island. there are tons of weird symbols everywhere around this weird temple that he built. One might think that it's just aesthetic, but take a look.
No one, like, name someone you know and then have them buy an island. And then once they buy their island in your mind, think of them, like, building something on it. Would anyone in their right mind build this?
No.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That I rest my case, Your Honor.
There are all these red, weird, geometric figures and signals. That's got to be Thelemic or Satanic or Egyptian or something in origin.
I think that's based on some Middle Eastern temple. Oh my God. Oh, no. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh what? My God.
Oh my God.
What?
I cannot. Okay. If you look at the letters, I mean, this has to be doctored. It says pedo. P-E-D-O.
No. No, it does not. What? I mean,
that cannot be real, right?
Hold no, that on. Is what it looks
that
like.
That is but, real. Yeah, from the there's another
but
side.
I doubt he would have made that for airplanes to see.
Wait, there's more. There's like two lines of symbols.
Yeah, and then just have these tiles.
No,
just...
someone did that. Someone did an extra line that's not there.
The line on the P.
Yeah, the line on the P that's not there. That's fake.
Or is it?
False alarm, folks. I fell
what
for a meme.
What do those symbols mean? Are they just random? No, they're definitely not random.
Random. They're definitely
well, then there's also those benches that are in the circle with that like sundial in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm not saying, like, I honestly think, I used to think this was insane, but I honestly think that there's some sort of weird occult thing happening.
It's just too weird. What do those symbols mean in front of that temple? Somebody has to know. That's crazy. They're so big. They have to mean something.
Like, I don't want to get loco brains. You know what I mean?
This is what they want you to do, Allie. They want you to question yourself. They want you to say that you're a conspiracy theorist.
Like,
so people won't believe
going,
you.
Yeah, like, I'm afraid I'm going too deep.
Well, you should be afraid because they're listening and they don't like what they hear. And they'll get you. You guys need to get a symbologist on.
Yeah, we got to figure out what these symbols
are. Is that a thing, a symbologist?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, wait, someone figured it out. Significance of the tetragrammaton four symbols of YHWH? So those four symbols desire to be exist. The second symbol means that which joins penis.
What?
Peg. The third symbol, God, power, activity, seed, semen, penis.
Wait, well, who's, but where is this information coming from?
This webs, this diagram.
And those are Hebrew letters?
Hebrew letters.
Aleister Crowley took a lot from the Kabbalah, apparently.
Which Madonna was into.
Oh, yeah, she was.
And a lot of celebs. Ashton Kutcher.
There was like 3 years.
Demi Moore.
Where they were like just rocking those red bracelets. Yeah. And then something happened where it was like, no.
Wait, these letters mean Machiavelli Illuminati? The Tetragrammaton? That's what they translate to, apparently.
Where are you?
I'm on Facebook. Oh, boy.
This is what they want.
Yeah, it is.
We got too deep. It broke our brain. To summarize, I think that Ghislaine is the whore of Babylon.
I do, too.
And that Epstein was trying to spread his seed to create some sort of moonchild.
Yep.
And that I think that there's some weird Illuminati occult shit that has been happening and circulating through the ages. And that there's a weird correlation between space, science, and the occult. And, oh, I think that they're probably, because Jack Parsons' main thing was that he thought that the magic was not different from science.
That's right.
He thought that, like, it with time that people would figure out magic systematically like you have figured out math and science. So that's probably why that there's some weird similarity between all these scientists being interested in magic and like these weird, obviously, like I think Ghislaine's probably an occultist and Epstein
for sure
being interested in all like Elon Musk and things like that because they want to figure out the intersection between science and the occult. Now, back to the dam.
So this Devil's Gate Dam. Okay, so there's some missing children at the Devil's Gate Dam.
Yeah, so in addition to the dam being weird and Jack Parsons doing experiments there and then them doing occult shit and trying to open up a gate to hell, after Jack Parsons dies, all these children go missing.
Yeah, so in 1956, two young children went missing in the area of the dam. Police were sent out to look for the kids. They searched for days, but they were never found. And then a year later, a six-year-old boy was hiking with his family along the paths near the dam. And as the family was walking together, the little boy ran ahead of his family around a corner, and he was never seen again. Shortly after that, a six-year-old boy, Bruce Kremens, was at a day camp. As they were hiking, Bruce told his leader that he wasn't feeling well and he wanted to go back. Since the campsite was less than 300 yards away, the group leader told the boy to walk back as she watched him, and that was the last time anyone saw Bruce. And in both instances, the children only left supervision for a matter of seconds when they somehow disappeared.
Crazy. So that in the blink crazy. Of an eye, they like walked away and then they are
never seen
gone.
Again.
Later, a serial killer took credit for two of the disappearances 13 years later after they went missing. His name was Mac Ray Edwards. He was a construction worker at the time and said their bodies were buried somewhere in the concrete alongside California's freeways. He committed suicide in prison.
Or did he?
Or did he? Also, one last thing that I thought was kind of interesting about the dam is that it was initially the resting place of the Hahamunga tribe.
Oh.
And they believed in, which I think we've actually oddly covered before, the djinn, which are shapeshifters.
Oh, did we talk about that in the Night Terrors episode?
Yeah.
Maybe? Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So that's Skinwalker Ranch.
Skinwalker Ranch. Yeah. So the Hahamunga tribe, which is indigenous to, I guess, Pasadena, believed that shapeshifters lived and existed in that area near the dam. So maybe, and they thought of it as a really spiritual place. And they thought it was interesting that specifically in that area that so many different climate.
Oh, yeah.
It's the extreme water and the extreme heat and rain.
Oh, yeah. And all the flooding.
And flooding and the desert that they all meet together in that one weird intersection. And also earthquakes and stuff like that, that it's a weird Bermuda Triangle of California.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. And that they believe that the shapeshifters were there also. So it was a weird sacred space for them. So it's kind of interesting that they were. That Jack Parsons chose that as his, and that all these kids are disappearing and stuff. So maybe it is a portal to hell.
Oh, is that the OTO? That's still a thing. I wonder if they still do stuff at Devil's Gate. Oh, there's a place called the Star Sapphire Lodge, Pasadena, that they practice OTO.
Should we go?
Today's September 8th, Sunday?
Yeah.
2 p.m. Gnostic Mass.
Fuck, we missed it.
They do a champagne toast and potluck feast following the celebration.
Do you think you have to have sex with people?
I would hope so. About initiation. Uh-oh.
Okay, so final conclusions. I think that Jack Parsons, Aleister Crowley, L. Ron Hubbard all were in a satanic cult. I think that there's a weird correlation between Satanism and science the occult and science, because they're trying to figure out how magic can be formulaic like science can. I think that they tried to summon the Whore of Babylon. I think that if you track, you do track it back. I think that through familial ties, obviously Ghislaine is somehow a seed from this Parsons first initial Parsons group. She linked up with Epstein, another occultist, trying to create this moon child to create the Antichrist. And I think that Epstein Island is a weird occult location. And I think all these women that they were sex slavery-ing, were their purpose was either human sacrifice, sex magic, or to create a moon child with.
I agree 100%. Is all happened in that temple.
And it all happened in that temple.
Yep.
Yeah. And I think that probably Epstein was either killed by like the OTO because he was going to have to reveal secrets.
Right.
Or he faked his own death and or the OTO helped him fake or through magic.
Oh,
something happened through magic,
sex magic,
through sex magic, some sort of magic spell. Who knows what these people can do if they have some sort of weird deal with the devil? And I think that this Devil's Gate place is obviously, I don't know if it's like a portal to hell, but I think that they did do weird spells there.
Yeah, I agree.
You concur?
I agree. Yeah, I think there's some weird shit going on in Epstein's temple.
Yeah.
Some weird sacrifices going on. They buried some bodies there. There's some underground tunnels.
For sure.
Ghislaine was the demon of Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
And they were trying to create a moon child.
And I think these missing children were probably used for human sacrifice.
Yep.
Okay, Maria, do you have a synopsis?
No, I just think there's a lot more to be looked at, you know, maybe down the line. I hope some more stuff comes out, some more documents and stuff so we can dig in more. But I just think our eyes are being opened and we just have to be aware that there's a lot of people that want to try and shut them.
Agreed. Okay, well, thank you guys so much for listening. We should do an episode on Aleister Crowley.
Yeah, there's a lot of
weird... the Illuminati.
Oh, yeah. Of course, I know it seems fake,
but I am starting to feel like it's a real thing.
No, we should definitely do that.
Yeah. Melissa, where can people follow us online?
Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at WebCrawlersPod. Subscribe to us and write some comments because yes. It really helps. Get the word out.
Except for the person who wrote a 1-star review and then said,
they wrote,
no.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
You know, at least it's just right to the point.
It was.
They don't need to go into things they hate about us. It's like, you know, just didn't like it.
No, if you don't like it, you don't have to write a review. Like, honestly, like,
it's
just
so crazy.
Just chill out. Like, go have a sandwich and like, just
don't. Find another podcast.
Maria's favorite saying, go just, have a sandwich.
Just like take a beat and just go like, okay, maybe I'll go have a half of a sandwich, and then if you still feel like it, like, go ahead, but I bet you won't.
It's a good plan.
That's why I always have turkey in the fridge.
On that note, thank you for listening, and as we always say, go have a sandwich
and take a minute to relax. Keep turkey in the fridge.
Powered by ACAST.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.